Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Well, how much has the world changed in the last 20, 30, maybe even 40 years? To say the changes have been dramatic would be a gross understatement. Yet when it comes to planning for retirement, many people still rely on the conventional wisdom from many decades ago. Not only is this so-called wisdom outdated, it doesn't even stand a chance against the challenges that you may be facing in your retirement in the coming years.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Good morning. Ben Christie here with you in studio with Pete Benson. Hope you're having a great morning. We've got a good show for you. And this morning, we're talking about the challenges that you're going to face in retirement. And so planning for retirement today has changed dramatically, even in the last, say, 5-10 years, because there's just no shortage of challenges out there when you think about this. I mean, we're looking at record low interest rates. Of course, the threat of a bear stock market, it seems like it's always around the corner. And huge tax increases, again, they could be coming, and coming soon, coming fast. So the question is, how should you adjust your retirement strategies? And then the bigger question, probably, Pete, that we need to be asking is, what does it take to retire successfully today?
Wow, that's a question asked by so many of you. So coming up on today's show, here it is, five pieces of conventional wisdom for retirement planning that have been turned on their head, in our opinion, and the strategies that you'll need to stand against those challenges that you're going to face today and in the future. So things like why taxes could play a much bigger role in retirement in the years to come, way bigger issue than most people realize, and then how successful retirees are building a robust and a diversified income plan. Where in the world can you get that? How can you get it? And then plus the key to managing investment risk in this new and crazy world.
New crazy world. You know, conventional wisdom is an interesting thing, Pete. You know, I mean, it is by definition, you know, it's something that people generally accept, whether that's an information or an idea. It's these statements and these information that, you know, they've been repeated over time until they kind of become inseamed, engrossed in kind of society at large. And we're certainly not saying that all conventional wisdom is false. But I think there is a negative side when it comes to conventional wisdom. And that's if you just accept it carte blanche without taking the time to dig in and see, why is that? Why am I accepting this piece of conventional wisdom? And so with that said, Pete, let's start with our first piece of conventional wisdom this morning, and that's that your taxes will be lower in retirement.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up, because just the other day I was meeting with one of my clients, and they said, Pete, they said, it may be too late for us. It wasn't, but they thought it might be too late for us to really do much as far as getting in a better tax situation for retirement. But they were like, make sure that you tell the younger people coming up that when you retire, it doesn't mean that your taxes are going to go down dramatically like we were told and like we were fed. And so they're already saying, hey, maybe I can't help myself, but I can help others. Well, I'm here to tell you that we were able to help them. And there's very, very few people that you can't help in some capacity. But wow, over the last few years, there's just been dozens, if not hundreds, of clients come into Beacon and say, hey, things didn't turn out tax-wise in retirement the way that I thought they were going to be. And, you know, when 401ks and IRAs were kind of brought into being about 40 years ago or so, people have been investing in them. It's really the baby boomers that were the starting group. And now they're starting to retire. And what they were told is that, hey, throw it into this, let it grow tax deferred, and get a tax break now. When you're retired, you're probably not going to pay hardly any taxes at all because your income's going to be so low, and this is going to be a great plan. And it sounded good.
Yeah.
And we're not saying it's all faulty. We're just saying that what they're saying now to the younger generation is, hey, you may want to rethink some of that and do things a little bit differently. And of course, that's what we're able to help people with here at Beacon.
Speaking of that, according to Forbes here, an article that came out earlier this year, you know, taxes could double in the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's, you know, to address the ballooning national debt.
Sure.
And of course, the swollen Social Security and of course, Medicare mm-hmm. obviously rolls into that. And this is something to your point. I think it's easy for us to get lulled to sleep a little bit thinking, you know, there's always a better day, a brighter mm-hmm. day ahead. Mm-hmm. And then when you get there in retirement, you start realizing, hey, I really don't want to change my lifestyle. So I'm not going to go down in my lifestyle. I've become mm-hmm. accustomed to the way we're living.
Sure.
And then you start thinking that, wow, and then we're on a 40-year mm-hmm. low when it comes to taxes. Mm-hmm. Taxes only have one way to go, and that's mm-hmm. that's up. And yeah. so that can mean, if you're retiring the next 5 years, you're in that red zone of retirement, you're looking, you're planning, mm-hmm. you need to be thinking about what would higher taxes look like for your retirement plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, when they talk about, Ben, what you brought up about, you know, the unfunded liabilities mm-hmm. of Medicare and Social Security and those kind of programs that the future generations are going to need to tap into, it's kind of like somebody showed me a picture the other day off of Newfoundland. You know, I'm from Canada, and we've lived in Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, Canada, and on the water, but I've never been to Newfoundland. And out in Newfoundland, it's actually not that far offshore there where the Titanic went mm. down. And they were showing me these pictures of icebergs that you can literally see from the shore. So you're standing on the shore of Newfoundland. It's an island. And you're looking out there. And you forget until you look at that picture how big it is. And it looks big just the tip. Okay? So that's what you can see above the water is the tip of the iceberg. But, you know, when they describe how much larger it is underneath the water, you know, that tip is just, well, the tip of the iceberg. And so a lot of people yeah. talk about, you know, $25, $30 trillion in debt that, you know, our country and growing, but that it could be $250 trillion underwater.
Right.
And so yeah. taxes have to go up. That's just the bottom line. But there are some tax moves that you can make to put yourself in a better position. One of those could be Roth conversions right. and other types of things that folks can do to really position themselves better. So is that something that you need to look at? Have you looked at it? And have you really had somebody crunch the numbers and do a tax analysis for you? You can't get tax experts, CPAs, and economists to agree on much of anything, but many agree that we could be paying a lot more taxes tomorrow and in the future. And this could happen to just as millions of baby boomers, I said, are starting to retire, already mm-hmm. retiring, could leave you with a fraction of the money you know, it looked like on paper, like those IRAs, 401ks, tax-deferred accounts. But there's something you can do right now that possibly could dramatically reduce those taxes. And that's taking advantage of some simple tax planning strategies like the Roth conversion and other things we've talked about that are available to almost everyone. So this is included in what we call our retirement tax analysis.
Retirement Ben. Tax analysis. Yeah, let's talk about that. So this analysis is free. And in it, you're going to learn the defensive tax planning strategies that Pete was mentioning that could help you save real money. I mean, and by real money, I'm talking could be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So this morning, if you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, call and schedule time to review your free retirement tax analysis. The number this morning, 615-619-1615. We've talked about this, but paying fewer taxes in retirement would be the equivalent of really giving yourself a raise. And who doesn't want a raise? It could help you buy that vacation home you've always dreamed about or enjoy more traveling or spoil the grandkids even more. There's a lot of stuff that you can do, obviously, with some extra money. So learn how much money in taxes you could save by giving us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, coming up after the break, we're going to talk about income strategies. What would be the best income strategy for you and your family? Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. So the world has dramatically changed over the last 20 or 30 years. Yet when it comes to planning for retirement, many people still rely on the same old conventional wisdom from decades past. So not only is this so-called wisdom outdated, we believe that it doesn't really stand a chance against the challenges that you're going to face in retirement in the coming years.
Well, welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Today I'm here with Ben Christie. This is Pete Benson, and we're talking about the five pieces of conventional wisdom for retirement planning that may have been turned on their head a little bit. So coming up in this segment, we're going to talk about the 4% rule. Some people love it. Some people adhere to it. Other people, maybe there's better strategies. people are all over the place. There were times that it was a very popular strategy. There are still some who believe it works really, really well. And hey, if it's working well, then keep on keeping on. But what we're going to talk about is the fact that there are many different income strategies. And what is the most robust income plan for you that you feel confident about that will ensure that your savings last as long as you do? So let's talk a little bit about that. The 4% rule, conventional wisdom says, is a very safe withdrawal rate. And there are periods where it's worked very, very well. There's other periods where I saw articles come out and said, hey, we've changed the 4% rule to the 3.3% rule. And now we've changed it again to the 2.8% rule. And others who say, well, it can work, but you have to have just the right mix of investments.
Right, like, mix. And everybody has their own opinion about 4% rule.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
it's a hot topic.
Stocks and bonds. So, maybe if you have a 60-40 split and you keep up with that, that's great. But here's what happens. Sometimes the stocks do well and the bonds don't. All of a sudden, you've got an 80-20 split. And the client is sitting there and they're saying, well, I thought this was supposed to work really good. The market went down. Now 80% of my money's lost a big amount. So again, we're not saying that it can't ever work, but there's a few things that you need to consider. And that is, do you have an advisor that's paying attention to this whole avenue of sequence of returns and sequence of withdrawals? And also, are they factoring in longevity, Ben? Because we know that when that rule became very, very popular, retirement and people didn't last as long as it does now. And so now you've got to make sure that that lasts for 30 to 40 years. So they're just things that you need to understand about it. And just by itself, you can't just set it and forget it.
No, I agree 100% there with 100% with your 4% advice there, Pete. I mean, the 4% rule, like you said, it doesn't take into account for changing market conditions.
Right.
It's not a rule that's set. And so what happens there is if the market's going up, you're going to get out of whack, right? Mm-hmm. That's a very technical term there, out of whack. And so again, for some people, 4% rule might work, but there's just a lot more that goes into it. We don't want you to just blanket make that statement. And if you're doing that now and it's working for you,
right?
Hey, great.
And again, it may be that you're working with the right set of advisors that are really keeping up with that. And if they believe in that and that's their plan, then maybe they can make that work. But unfortunately, just everybody adhering to that and accepting it, and yet they've got their money not in the right mix, and maybe they're a lot more scared of the stock market, and so they've got 80% in bonds and 20% in the stock market, and maybe they even have a big chunk that's sitting over in cash because they're scared of a crash, and then they're just pulling 4% out of their principal. And then there are people that throw in some safer money in there, CDs or something, that used to get more than 4%. Shoot, it's easy. That way, when the CD is paying more, well, yeah, that's great because you're always to the good. But what if it's paying 1% and you're pulling out 4? So again, just pay attention to that whole scenario and sequence of returns and sequence of withdrawals is huge. And what are you going to do when the market goes down? Are you the type of person that can just sit there and just leave it alone? Or are you the kind of person that is going to panic or whatever? So again, retiring in a down market according to CNBC, this was just back in 2018, so not that far back, retiring in a down market can mean two-thirds less money for the rest of your life. So that's what it can mean, just the timing of when you retire.
Well, we talked about that earlier, Pete, but I want to go back and repeat this because there are, and even if you do have one of those financial advisors that's keeping you actively managing toward a 4% role, right? Mm-hmm. There's still two factors that you need to be aware of because they can disrupt that rule pretty easily. And those are, Pete, you mentioned it, low interest rates. Mm-hmm. So again, you can't just stack the deck with CDs right. anymore. And then you said this earlier too, our good friend Utah George is certainly living proof of this,
longevity.
But we're all living longer.
Right? Yeah, and we sure are.
You mentioned sequence of returns risk. And of course, we all know that's certainly the risk of retiring in a declining market, right? And one thing that the sequence of returns risk really threatens is your longevity mm-hmm. of your portfolio. And of course, with all of us living longer, we need that longevity. That's an important piece of anyone's retirement game.
We really do. And I really think that here's what the bottom line is, Ben. Whether it's the 4% rule or some other strategy, is do you have a robust, diversified, written, genuine income plan? If you've got an income plan, you're way ahead of about 90% of the people going into retirement. Yeah. That are just kind of like randomly taking money out and with no plan or rhyme or reason. So what we tell people all the time is the key is make sure that you have a great diversified income plan. And if you have a plan and you're keeping up with that plan and someone's monitoring it and somebody's adjusting things, mm-hmm. chances are with a plan, you're going to make it to the finish line. But just throwing it out there and hoping for the best is not the right thing.
Not so a plan right there.
We love to be able to give people a plan, and it's kind of like a roadmap going on a trip or a vacation. And just the other day, you were telling me about this five ways to boost the 4% rule of retirement spending. So let's just call it your income plan, play the odds, increase your stock allocation, diversify your equities, and then what are the other two?
Well, you're going to add guardrails, right? Yep. That's a big one.
You got to have that, some safety nets.
And then don't forget to cap inflation adjustments. Again, a major thing that we can forget about if you're adhering to that 4% rule.
And if I can just throw this in, you also need to consider guaranteed income. Look at some sources. That's what the mm-hmm. yesteryears people had, is they had some money in a pension, like a guaranteed income. And do you know that you can create your own kind of like Benson or Christie retirement income plan with that kind of pension for yourself?
Which has never been more important because, like we talked about, interest rates are extremely low.
Yeah.
And according to Barron's, get this, the Fed anticipates the interest rates to be near zero through 2022. Mm-hmm. And of course, we wouldn't be surprised to see this as the case for many years beyond 2022. But this is going to make it virtually impossible to generate income from your traditional sources, like we mentioned, like your CDs, your savings accounts, things that in the 80s and 90s you could really count on. Mm-hmm. And you could count on that percentage coming in. That's just simply not the case. But the good news today is there are some surprisingly attractive options that you can use to generate income. And Pete, for many people, they don't even know that these exist.
Yeah. And here at Beacon, we want to show you exactly what your options are with what we call now our retirement income analysis. That's a retirement income analysis. And that's an analysis that doesn't cost you a dime. There's no obligation at all. Nobody's going to twist your arm. It's just information that we want to get in your hand. If you're the kind of person that wants to make your money work for you and you can't afford to lose any of your money, this may be right up your alley. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, give us a call. Here's the number. Call 615-619-1615. Again, our staff only sets aside a handful of slots every week for these appointments. So they fill up quickly. We want you to call now. You get ahead of the next group. 615-619-1615.
Well, conventional wisdom says that you should delay filing for Social Security until you're 70 to get a bigger check. Well, stick around because when we come back, we'll tell you why this could cost you a small fortune. Stick around. We're coming right back. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence,
call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
You know, there's no shortage of challenges ahead for anyone wanting to retire in the next 5 years. You know, we still have record low interest rates on traditional CDs and savings accounts, forcing many people to take way more risk than they really would like to. And there's very little yield there. And then you've got the threat of a bear market. The longer the bull market goes on, the more we're in line for a bear market. And what is the damage that can happen to your nest egg when that happens? And then taxes could soon be going through the roof and more. And so that's why conventional wisdom around your retirement planning and retirement is, if not dead, it's dying, okay, in many respects. Not all of it, but quite a bit of it. So how do we adjust your strategies for retirement in these changing times?
Well, good morning and welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with Pete Benson. Today, we're talking about five pieces of conventional wisdom for retirement planning that really have been turned upside down. They've been turned on their head. And so coming up, we're going to look at why delaying your Social Security benefits until age 70, which is unfortunately conventional wisdom, it could end up costing you in ways you've never considered. Plus, we're going to dive into the key to getting more from your Social Security benefits today. So, Pete, we've been talking about conventional wisdom, and conventional wisdom says that wait until you're age 70 to claim your Social Security, and your check will be bigger. And this is another reason why conventional wisdom is tricky, because for some people, it is the right call. Mm-hmm. Wait until 70 is the right thing for you to do. But the bad thing about conventional wisdom is if you just hear that statement and you say, okay, well, my goal is to wait until age 70 because I want a bigger check in Social Security, and that's what they assume is going to be the ultimate win for them when it comes to Social Security, then they get there and realize, wow, I did not do this right. Because Social Security, we've been talking about it, it's more complicated than you know. And so don't just rush into a decision for Social Security, particularly one that just relies on conventional wisdom, Pete.
Well, when you think between age 62, which is the earliest you can take it, and age 70, which is the latest, that's 8 years times 365 days. So now we're getting up to 2,700 days or something that you have to pick. There's a lot of different combinations of times that work best for you. And then you have to look at other income sources. Longevity in your family. How is your health? You know, do you need to consider a spouse who may be younger that really needs that bigger check? And then what about taxes and what that might incur for you? So again, there's a lot of things there. Conventional wisdom says wait until you're 70 to claim those benefits to receive the larger check, but you may not receive the larger check when all these other things are factored in.
Yeah, that's right.
So
consider taxes, consider Medicare premiums, consider all the domino effects that take place from that decision.
And I would say of all the things that we talk about on the radio in our different meetings and on the television and other things, Social Security is one of those that people have the most questions about, like, how can I squeeze the most out of this? Because I've put a lot of money into this. My company match is 100% on that. You know that's the case, right? You put in 6.2 and they put in 6.2. So they're matching 100% of what you do for all of your working years. That's a lot of money. So we want to do the right thing.
What investment would you put 12% in and then just go, hey, I'm just going to play Russian roulette and just kind of figure out what's the best time? Does it land on black? Does it land on red?
But it's even more than that. Not just how much would I put 12.4% in, but how many would do that for 40 years and then put that much money in?
Yeah.
Because sometimes that can represent $500,000 or $1 million to people or to a couple. So again, making sure that you know what you're doing there. And you know, some of you who are regular listeners, thank you. You've heard us repeat this before, but just because you've heard us repeat it doesn't mean that you've acted on the advice. And that is that this is a custom decision. It's like building a custom home. You know, you're talking to a builder. What kind of floors do you want? What about windows? And you know, what are important rooms for you? Are you into movies and TV? Mm-hmm. Do you want a TV room or do you want a sewing room? Ben, do you want a sewing room in your house? So you can, you know, sew up some nice things for your family.
Maybe not this year.
Maybe not this year. But you know, you want it to be a custom home.
Right.
And you've got to think about things like the taxes, Ben, on the Social Security benefits.
Well, that's Pete, I was going to ask you if you like playing dominoes. You know, I don't personally like playing dominoes. My father-in-law kills me every time. But I do like getting in the floor with my son and stacking up the dominoes and hitting them, watching them all tumble over. Mm-hmm. And that's what playing with Social Security is kind of like, because mm-hmm. there's always a domino effect when it comes to your Social Security when you claim that, because you could unknowingly trigger higher taxes or higher or even double your Medicare premiums.
And, you know, we have smart people here in this area and educated and have done well. And it's amazing people 60, 65 years old that'll talk to us and say, now, is my Social Security money, now that's not taxed, right? And they don't even realize that 85% of it could be taxed. So if you're getting, you know, $30,000 of income, that means that $25,000 roughly is taxable. And like you say, that domino effect, it can cause Medicare premiums to go up. If you wait too long to take your Social Security and your income is too high, you know, there's some people paying, you know, $130, $40 for Medicare. There are others that are paying $491 a month or something more like that. So that's quite a difference.
We've got a big issue in this country right now when it comes to Social Security. And I mean, the stats are in. This is not like facts we can't pinpoint. I mean, we know these facts. This is from the Motley Fool. Mm. Unfortunately, the cost of claiming benefits at the wrong time is really substantial. How substantial is this? Retirees are losing out on as much as $3.4 trillion in potential income because of it. And this is a major problem that we're having in the United States right now.
Yeah, money is left on the table because, again, people don't know. And it's hard to know where to get the advice. So what we recognize is that you've got questions and we want to be the answer source, because if we don't know the answer, the good news here, Ben, is that we have access to people who are way smarter on Social Security than we are. And we pay a lot of money to have the answers from them and the software and the things to help you do the planning. So if you've got questions about this, don't be afraid to reach out to us. So let me ask you this. Have you made an average or an above average income throughout your career? Many of you listeners, that's you. If so, many of the traditional rules for filing for Social Security may not apply to you. The traditional rule of thumb of always delaying your benefits as long as possible or always taking them early. Those things could cost you a small fortune if you do it the wrong way. So if you're wondering why it is that, you know, these things may impact your Social Security, it's because of the impact of taxes, RMDs, Medicare premiums. The net could be a lot less money. So we want to do up this thing we call a customized Social Security analysis. It's an analysis that doesn't cost you anything, a little bit of your time. We just need some information. And then we'll be able to show you the impact that that will have on your taxes, RMDs, Medicare premiums, spousal benefits, and even more. That's information you need.
Well, Pete, you talked about Social Security being a customized decision. And we want to provide you with a customized solution here.
Right.
Now, some advisors, they're going to charge you hundreds of dollars for a customized Social Security analysis because, again, it is customized to you, to your specific situation. Beacon, we're going to cover 100% of the cost, again, for our loyal listeners to the show. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement and you've not yet filed for Social Security, give us a call this morning or sometime this weekend and schedule time to get your free Social Security analysis. The number is 615-619-1615. If you're seriously interested in how you could get more income when it comes to your Social Security benefits, don't wait. Give us a call sometime this morning, this weekend. 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, don't go anywhere, because after the break, we're going to talk about diversification and some of the conventional wisdom leading around that, that you really need to not go away, but stick around for. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615.
We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Are you retiring in the next 5 to 7 years? Do you know many people still rely on old conventional wisdom that's been around for decades? Things like the 4% rule always works. Delaying Social Security always is the right thing. Thinking that the 60-40 rule is some magic diversification formula for all times. Most call this wisdom. We say, well, we're not so sure because there's a lot of challenges out there that are coming. And we're not saying that you can just throw all these things away. But in the coming years, those things may not work like they did in the past.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Ben Christie here, joined by Pete Benson in the studio. Today, we're diving in. We're looking at five pieces of conventional wisdom for retirement planning specifically that have really been turned on their head in the fact that some of these may not apply as much as they have in decades past. So let's continue and let's look at asset allocation. So again, I think we've got some very sharp listeners that have some understanding of financial principles and definitions, and you've been around the block once or twice. And so you know that getting your asset allocation right is one of those critical steps that you need to take in retirement. But you should also understand that when it comes to asset allocation, if you take on too much risk, well, you could run through your savings too quickly. On the other hand, if you take too little risk, well, you may not have enough savings to last. So you really end up in the same boat there, Pete, which is more life than you have money. Mm. And of course, that really plays into what is one of the boomers' greatest fears, is that they're going to outlive their money. Well, conventional wisdom then answers that by saying, well, then you just got to stick with that 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds and you'll be okay.
Yeah, well, and that might work for some, but what I would tell you is that most people don't even know what their risk tolerance really is if you explain to them how much they could actually lose on the downside. Yeah. And let me go a step further and say that not only are they not really sure what theirs is, they're definitely not sure that their portfolio reflects that.
Right.
So what is the right mix for you? And have times changed? And, you know, it used to be that there were just stocks and bonds. Then you got mutual funds. And then you have ETFs. And then you have banknotes. And then you have annuities. And you have all these things out there. So could it be that times have changed? And not to say that we throw away all the traditional investments, but that maybe you complement those with other things that kind of accomplish better today what those other things did in the past.
Yeah, especially if you can do it in a way where you're protecting your assets along the way. That just makes a lot of sense.
So we talk to our clients a lot of times about a diversification strategy where a portion of their money is principal protected, not losing any money in the first place. May not gain as much. Maybe you gain 3 to 5% on average or something, but your downside is protected. And so a lot of times people that buy bonds, if they could have the chance of averaging 3 to 5% over a 5 to 10 year period, they'd be happy with that. And then, so you have that principal protected conservative money. Then you have a sleeve of money that's more income generating, high dividend, low growth. So that's what we call focused income. So those are the type of products that we want to put in there that have the ability right now that are paying dividends of maybe 4%, 5%, 6% or better. That they're really not going to grow as much, but they're more moderate. They're not as conservative as the principal protected. And then the more moderate focused income, and then the higher growth is the money that they want in the market. And you know, we love ETFs. So the right portfolio, you know, of ETFs can work really good. The cost is low. And you can have diversification there. And if it's managed properly, you can have good growth there. And so this is a way to have the traditional balance and diversification, but it's not just always looking like it did 20 or 40 years ago.
Because there's so many more options available today that you don't have to. And again, I liked what you said, Pete. If conventional wisdom for you says 60-40 split is it, 60-40 stock bond split is it. We're not saying that that is just completely take that off the table, but we're saying there's other options out there, options that are available today that weren't available 5-10 years ago. And so you need to be understanding and exploring what are those options that are at your disposal that can, to your point, Pete, protect the money as well as look
and,
at growth.
And almost every investment has its day and not so much its day. So, you know, there have been periods where bonds have really done well and other periods they haven't done well. Periods where stocks have done really well and not so well. There have been periods where CDs have paid really well and not so well. There have been periods where annuities have worked out and then other periods they haven't worked out so well. So, again, it's having the right mix and making sure that you're working with someone who, I like to call it, move the puzzle pieces around to take the most advantage of the changing times.
Of what's going on right then and there in the current economic environment.
When you're working and just growing a nest egg, setting it and forgetting it and just, you know, swinging for the fences can work. But many of our folks that listen to our show and that you who are on the doorstep to retirement, we call it the red zone, or you're already retired, you can't just set it and forget it. And you're uncomfortable with that. We're uncomfortable with that. You need a strategy that's constantly evolving and, you know, keeping up with the time. So again, what we're talking about today is just that conventional wisdom isn't always for the best. And it doesn't mean that you throw it all out, but it doesn't mean that you just embrace it and not look at anything else either. So are you the type of person who takes action in times of crisis or uncertainty? Or are you the kind of person that's likely to freeze in a panic? Today, we're talking about five pieces of conventional wisdom for retirement planning that really, in some ways, have been turned on their head. And we want to arm you with those strategies that could stand up to the challenges that you're sure to face in the years to come. So if you have questions about, well, how could you minimize taxes in retirement? How could you ensure that you get more out of your Social Security benefits as a family? Or that your options to turn your savings into retirement, you know, what are the best options for you there? If you're the type of person who thinks that you should take action, here's what you should do. You should pick up the phone right now and give us a call. Here's the number, 615-619-1615.
That's right. Give us a call this morning because we're happy to share these strategies that we've used with other people who are likely in similar boats to the same situation that you're in. At Beacon, we've worked with thousands of families over the last 2 decades now, and chances are we've helped a family with dreams and goals that are very similar to the ones that you and your family may have. And oftentimes what we find is that a question that's keeping you up at night, something that's bothering you, can be resolved in a simple phone call. So give us a call this morning or anytime this weekend, 615-619-1615, or feel free to jump online and just visit our website. That's beaconcm.com, beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com, and schedule a free 15-minute phone call where we can address some of these issues that you're maybe having. And again, remember, we're here to help you. So give us a call this morning and we'll get back in touch with you. If we're not available, leave a voicemail. We'll return your call in 24 hours. The number is 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, we always consider it a great honor when you take your valuable time and invest it to listen to our show. But our time is up today, so you can get on with your day. And we hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing these thoughts. I hope they've been really helpful to you. And I do pray and hope that you take action if action is needed. Pick up that phone, 615-619-1615, to see if we have any answers where you have questions.
We'll dig until we can find the answers for you. You can also jump online and visit us at beaconcm.com. Again, that's beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com, where you can get some great free retirement resources. And we're constantly trying to update those with different topics, things like Social Security, things on taxes, on risk, anything that we're constantly trying to give you an archive of educational resources available at your fingertips. Well, until next week, I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.